Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Andy North, the U.S. Open two-time champion, Wisconsinite, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Andy, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific.
Well, we got baseball. We got golf in the area. Yeah, it's a fantastic time of year. So tell me a little bit about Shinnecock right now, in the sense that guys are over par. It's playing as difficult, I think, as the USGA and many people wanted to see it play, but not overly difficult. So tell me a little bit about coming back to Shinnecock.
Well, I think basically right now the guys are struggling with the wind. The wind is blowing from a different direction than it has all week, and it's going to blow from yet another direction tomorrow. It's blowing probably 15, 18, maybe 20 miles an hour. And this is a golf course that driving the ball in the fairway is not that difficult because they're much wider than they've been in the past. But getting the ball in the green, hitting it close to the hole in the greens, and then putting on the greens, that's the biggest part. The green complexes are as difficult as any you see. And we're going to see some amazing stuff as today goes on and it dries out even more later in the day. We're going to see if these guys are struggling now, it's going to only be worse later in the day.
Andy, I was reading an article earlier this week that said, after Chambers Bay and after the disaster at Erin Hills, and I'm thinking, what made Erin Hills, even though it was the longest course, why was there such a negative reaction via the media outwardly looking in to Erin Hills?
Well, it was a setup, the way the USGA set the golf course up. I thought the folks at Erin Hills did an unbelievable job getting the course ready. It was beautiful. It was all the setup. I mean, you can't give the best players in the world fairways that are 50 or 60 yards wide. They're going to shoot great scores. I mean, when you can hit it 350 yards, you better find a way to make it difficult for them, and you better make it some narrow fairways so that they have to drive straight. It's just not all about hitting it as hard as you can every time. I mean, the longest golf course we've ever played an Open on, and the champion never hit a club more than a 7-iron. That tells you something.
Looking at this U.S. Open, there's a lot of guys that can be in contention. There's some guys we've seen that can come out of nowhere. Last year, I thought it was interesting because for as much criticism as Erin Hills took, the top seven of the top 10 players in the world didn't make the cut. So is that, I mean, I know it may not be a good thing for television ratings, but does that then determine how the setup of the next course would be? So at Shinnecock, did they take a look at that and say, okay, we need to make this more towards the games? Do they ever take that into consideration?
I don't think so. I don't think they look at that. I think the USGA has an idea what they want to do setup-wise, and right now it's much different than it was 25 years ago as far as, width of fairways, that sort of thing. I think you can question if seven of the top 10 players in the world miss the cut, what does that tell you? I mean, is that the golf course? Is it the way it's set up? Is it the players? Was it a fluke? I don't have any idea.
Want to ask you about, obviously, the Champions Tour is coming back to Wisconsin. It's always an exciting time. Anytime you get any kind of a major, any major at all, any tournament at all coming into Wisconsin, golfers come out for this. They support it heavily. How much do you enjoy this, bringing this home?
Oh, it's great. Steve and Jerry and I have talked about that for the last 20 years since GMO went away, it would be nice to get an event back into town. And Steve was able to bring American Family on board, and they've done an unbelievable job. It's a great event. It's one of the top senior events on tour. And it's great to see golf in Wisconsin. And if you the number of people that have been able to come out and watch that, I mean, about 50,000 each of the 2 years. So we're looking forward to another great year this year, and then people having a lot of fun with golf again.
Talking with Andy North, ESPN golf analyst, two-time U.S. Open champion, and you get a chance to play in that celebrity foursome. Now, I know your buddy's Aaron Rodgers. You get a chance to hang out with him a lot, but then you go to the older Packers quarterback, and that is Brett Favre. What's it like to play with those guys?
Well, they're good guys. They're athletes that love our sport, and I think that's the biggest thing. this year it's going to be Brett and myself against Trevino and Derek Jeter. That should be an awful lot of fun. Trevino will never stop talking, so that will be good. But it's fun to see these guys. You know, Brett was really a good player when he was playing a lot of golf 15, 20 years ago. He doesn't play very much anymore, but still is so strong and is such a good athlete. It's fun to play with guys that love our sport, and you know, both he and Derek really do.
Now, I know you love playing golf. I know you love the game of golf, but are you going to, by any chance, make it to the stage when Shaquille O'Neal is going to perform at the concert on the 22nd?
Well, actually, I'm out of town all week until Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I've got board meetings over at Stanford the whole week, so it's a interesting week for me running around after the Open and then trying to get back and try to play some golf on Saturday afternoon. I probably won't hit a shot between now and Saturday afternoon, so the safest place, probably walk down the middle of the fairway. I might not hit any there. So if you're outside the ropes, I could damage some people.
Once you kind of get out of the game and you get into the analyst side of it, how much do you actually get to play? I mean, do you get to go play some of these courses prior to just to get some of the nuances, or do you play much at all?
I really don't play hardly any golf at all. Tom Watson and I play together in the Legends every year, and I'll try to play, you know, a week or two before that to try to not embarrass myself or him. And other than that, I probably play 10 rounds a year. It's just, you know, you get busy doing other things and other things you enjoy doing, and all of a sudden you haven't hit a golf ball for 4, 5, 6 weeks.
I want to ask you before a couple things before I let you go, and that is one, Tiger, been playing pretty well this year. It's kind of like we're waiting for him to put that fourth round together and then break through. So what in his game? Is it just a matter of getting that fourth round? Because he's played 3 good rounds of golf in many tournaments this year.
I think the bottom line is that, you know, I don't care how good you've been when you've been away from the game for a while. He's now back to where he's not worried about what he can and can't do because of his injury. He's now back to sort of playing golf again. And you really have to learn how to win again. Even though you've done it a million times, as he has, you still have to get into contention and be able to hit shots when you need to and make those putts when you need to. And, you know, I think, you know, everybody's thinking that he's got a great chance this week. You know, we'll see what he does this afternoon in the toughest conditions. That, you know, if he can go and hit it, play a solid round this afternoon, you know, he'll have a great opportunity.
Hey, you've been there, done that 2 times, obviously. Steve Stricker's been a guy that's been so highly acclaimed in so many different ways. Are you surprised he doesn't have a major under his belt yet?
Well, you know, they're hard to win. You've got to be lucky to win them. He's had a couple of good opportunities that, you know, on Sunday things didn't go his way. You know, some of these golf courses are better for other people. But, you know, Steve's had an unbelievable career. All the things he's accomplished, and I know he would have loved to have won one, but at the same time, I don't think he'd waste any sleep over it. So, you know, that's good.
One more thing. How's Badger basketball looking this upcoming season?
Well, we got a bunch of healthy guys coming back. That's going to be different than last year.
Yep.
I think, you know, if you read any of the social media stuff, these kids are all in and they're working hard, and they understand that they don't want to ever have another year like last year, which that's important. Sometimes a program needs that once in a while to get people to realize how important it is to work hard and do the things you need to do to make it happen.
Andy, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes for us, okay, pal?
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon. There you go. Andy North.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.